Hi, you're listening to Book Chat with author Vivian E. Moore.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Hello and welcome to Book Chat. I am your host, Dr. Vivian E. Moore. Hope everyone had a great week and I hope you're having an even better weekend. I hope you are getting out and enjoying this beautiful weather that we're having. I don't know where you are, but where we are, the weather is just gorgeous. So I hope that that you will get out at some point today and just soak up a little bit of the sunshine. All right, so let's get straight to today's show. The title is Community, and the topic is where writers and readers come together. All right, so one thing that remains constant and invaluable in the infinite literature landscape is the sense of community. We know how important that is, how big of a deal that is to have a community. All right. So a lot of people don't even know what that word means. But, you know, to me, community means everything. All right. So writers and readers, it's a place where they can converge in this shared space. And, you know, and it weaves a tapestry of creativity and insight and connection. So let's discuss what makes these communities unique and why they are essential pillars of the literary world. All right. So first of all, let's talk about that hub of creativity. So at the heart of every thriving literary community lies a hub of creativity. OK, it's like a beehive. You know, you got a lot of stuff going on inside of that hive. All right. So here inside of this literary community is where you will find writers, where they will find their inspiration and their encouragement, and also that constructive peer feedback. We all need that, okay? And I'm not talking about negative. And sometimes the negative feedback, it helps us because it shows us where our weaknesses are, but we do need constructive feedback, all right, or constructive criticism. All right, we need that. So whether it's in a writing group or an online forum or a local book club, you know, these spaces, they foster an environment where ideas flourish and evolve. Okay, so let's talk about those empowering collaborations, because we know how important those are as well. So we know that collaboration is the cornerstone of many literary communities. It's where writers collaborate on projects and then they share their resources and they just lift each other up. Okay. So this collaborative spirit, you know, it extends beyond the writing space, and it often lends to publishing and marketing and just an advocacy of partnerships. Okay. So let's talk about that support and encouragement. We all know how support is like the backbone of our existence. We need it. Okay. Everybody needs a support system. And within that support system, you need some encouragement. Okay. What would this world be like if we did not have someone in our corners to encourage us? Okay. Because we need that. You know, you have some people that, you know, they don't need to be encouraged. I don't know many people like that, but I know that I'm one of those people who needs to be encouraged. I need encouragement, you know, not to make me get out and do anything, but just to lift me up, to help me, you know, to give me a platform to stand on, to motivate me, you know, to do what I want to do what I love to do most. Okay. So when we have those empowering collaborations, or either that support and encouragement, we know how important that is, how invaluable that is. Okay. So through that support and encouragement, you know, a writer's journey can be it can be solitary, and it can also be so challenging. You know, as writers, You know, sometimes we go through writer's block. You know, sometimes we're not filling our own storyline, and, you know, just whatever it is, we know how important it is to have someone that you can talk with that will support you and encourage you to get you back online. All right. So, and as a writer, you know, you have moments that are filled with self-doubt and that uncertainty. You know, we all go through that. You know, you don't have to feel like that you are the lone ranger in this, because we all experience, you know, those moments of self-doubt and being uncertain, you know, as to what comes next. All right. But when these challenges are met within a supportive community with empathy and encouragement, oh, my goodness, you know, it is just so helpful. It is just so encouraging, you know, especially if you're getting it from fellow writers and also the readers, okay, because they provide that invaluable support as well, and they celebrate with us when we have successes, and they also help us during those setbacks. You know, if you've ever gotten a review, you may have thought that, okay, well, you know, maybe I didn't hit the mark on this book, or, you know, maybe I could have improved it a little bit more in this area. Well, you get those reviews, and when you get those positive reviews, it's uplifting. It is. It's so supportive and it's so encouraging, because it's exactly what you needed when you needed it. All right. So let's talk about those diverse perspectives. OK, so we know that literary communities, they thrive on diversity. OK, we need that. I mean, we need that in a world that is that is diverse. You know, we cannot exist, you know, in a world where there's just one kind of people or one type of person. You know, we thrive on diversity. We need diversity, okay? Because we need diversity because of the voices and because of the experience and then those perspectives. We need that. So, you know, through this interaction with like-minded individuals, you know, writers and readers alike, they gain new insights, okay? Because it challenges their assumptions and then it broadens their understanding of the world. So, you know, diversity, it enriches the literary landscape overall, and it makes it more inclusive and reflective of society. And that's how it should be. Because we don't write, at least I don't write for just one type of person. I write for everyone. You know, I want everyone to experience the joy and the emotion and everything I put into my books. I want everyone to feel that. And, you know, and just not pitching it to one type of person is diverse. Anyone can read it and hopefully they will enjoy it. OK, so let's talk about not only being having those diverse perspectives, but also those diverse perspectives and all the other things that we've talked about, they help your platform to grow. OK, so we all need that. We do not want to become stagnant. You know, you may have a platform and there's no engagement, or it seems like there's no engagement. So you need that diverse perspective in order to help your platform to grow. All right. So and I'm talking to these newbies, for aspiring writers. You know, if you're thinking about embarking on a career of becoming a writer, then this is for you. OK, so for all of my aspiring writers, you know, a community. OK, it serves as a platform for growth, because you need it. OK, you need it. We all need it. Because it provides those opportunities, you know, not only for you to grow, but also to hone your skills. OK, because we all need to do that. You know, you can't ever get in this headspace to think that you've got it all down, because, you know, every opportunity is a learning opportunity. OK, so you'll never have it all, but you can add to what you already know. All right. And also within all of that, you know, you receive those mentorship, or you hope to receive those mentorships from fellow writers. And then, too, it helps to showcase your work to all receptive audiences. OK, so so to my established writers, you know, in turn, we need to also contribute to the knowledge and to the expertise to help nurture those aspiring writers, because they are the next generation of our literary talent. OK, we need that, because if we don't have it, you know, it will just fall away. And we don't ever, ever, ever want that to happen. We want to always experience growth And not just, you know, on the platform level, but just growth all, you know, all around. We need it all around. So let's talk about celebrating reading. We know that reading is fundamental, okay? There is not one moment in your day or in your life that you don't have to read something. You know, whether it's a prescription bottle, whether it's a television menu or a fast food menu, whatever it is, you know, or post, a social media post. If you can't read, then that does you no good, right? So we need to celebrate reading on all levels, you know, because, you know, while writers play a vital role, you know, readers are equally essential to the fabric of a literary community, okay? Because they engage with works and then they share those recommendations and then they ignite those discussions that deepen the appreciation for literature, okay? So through their passion and enthusiasm, readers fuel the ongoing dialogue that sustains the literary ecosystem, okay? I know this is not science, but, you know, still, it all falls in line with, you know, with just thinking about it from a reader-writer perspective, okay, from that community, it all just goes together. So we know that writing or words, you know, they are impactful, and sometimes it goes beyond words, sometimes beyond reading, okay, because in those literary communities, you know, they have a tangible impact on society. They advocate for literacy, and then they champion those diverse voices, and then they also address those critical social issues through storytelling, okay? So by leveraging the power of words, these communities, they affect change, and then they foster a deeper understanding of the human experience. So listen, okay, community, it is just, it's more than just words. It is a dynamic force that brings writers and readers together in a shared journey of creativity, okay? The collaboration and the growth. These communities, whether online or offline, they catalyze inspiration, empowerment, and then meaningful connections. So as we celebrate the richness of literature, let us also cherish the communities that make it possible. All right, folks, that is the show for today. And I hope that you found something that was rewarding, something that was useful, and that you will not only listen to the show, but that you will listen, like, and share, because that is also part of the community. You know, that is how I continue to do this show, how I continue to grow in bringing you these episodes on a weekly basis, because it helps me. OK, so I would appreciate it if you get a moment to, you know, to just share what you learned today with someone else that may need to hear this. All right. And as I always say, tomorrow is not promised. Today may be the only chance you get to say it. So on that note, I love you. I hope you love me back. Until the next time you hear my voice, God bless you and goodbye.
Loved what you've heard on this week's episode? Well, the answer is simple. It would mean the world to us if you could head over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review and feedback. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. Thank you. Thank you.